The 2021 fall harvest is well underway in north central Kansas for farm families. So please be mindful of all the farm equipment on the highways and share the road with these most important agriculture producers. Now is the time to be testing fields for the soybean cyst nematode in your harvested soybean fields. Stay tuned and I will share with you some guidelines and tips on sampling and testing for the soybean cyst nematode. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. To make that process easier, the K-State Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab is now offering free soybean cyst nematode testing for the Kansas producers. This program is facilitated by a grant received from the Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition extended through 2022. So now is a great time to take advantage of it. The soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a major problem in soybean fields throughout eastern and central Kansas. It is important to monitor SCN levels regularly to determine if management strategies such as varieties, resistance, and crop rotation have been successful. Immediately following harvest is the best time to check fields for SCN and start planning for the next season. Confirming the presence of soybean cyst nematode and determining the population levels is the basis for a successful integrated management program. To collect a soybean cyst nematode sample, you will need a soil probe or a spade, a bucket, and a labeled bag that you can pick up at any of our extension offices in the Post Rock District. The label on the bag will allow you to provide the field identification, the size of the area being sampled, and the crop history or rotation of the field. If your field is fairly uniform, simply divide it into quadrants for your soybean cyst nematode sample collection. Sections of the field that maybe had different cropping histories or have a different soil type should be sampled separately. For each area of the field, collect about 10 to 20 cores to a depth of about 6 to 8 inches. It is important that when collecting your soil cores to walk in a pattern, such as a Z pattern, emptying each core into the bucket after you sample. All core samples should be mixed well to account for any minor variation between the field or your core samples. After mixing, simply collect 1 pint of soil or about 2 cups in a labeled bag and seal it. Remember, your results will only be as good as the sample you collect. So remember the following guidelines when collecting a sample. Keep samples refrigerated until bringing them into one of our district offices or you ship them. Bring to any of our Post Rock District Extension offices for shipping if you choose, and also complete a KSU plant disease diagnostic check sheet to send with your sample, and most importantly, avoid leaving the samples in the sun, which can kill the nematodes and give you an inaccurate test report. If you have more questions on sampling for the soybean cyst nematode, give me a call at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. I also wanted to let you know of an upcoming event for North Central Kansas, the 2021 Central Kansas Beef Summit, that is scheduled for Wednesday, November 3rd in Phillipsburg at the fairgrounds. The field day is a collaboration among numerous K-State Research and Extension districts and will give producers a chance to not only hear from industry leaders, but to also take part in conversation with one another. In addition to our speakers, the program will offer breakout sessions where participants can pick and choose which topics apply to them. Pre-registration is requested by Wednesday, October 27th, with a $10 fee, which provides refreshments, lunch, and materials. Registration is online, along with the field day schedule, at our Post Rock Extension District website at www.postrock.ksu.edu. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day and a safe harvest.